Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everybody. This is Drew Badger. This is the Big Scary News for episode 250. Thank you so much, everybody, for sticking around for 250 episodes. And we're going to start off with this update to Fear Expo coming to Owensboro, Kentucky. Fear Expo announces a performance by the band 500 Miles to Memphis. They will be the closing act for our Friday night live music party. The party starts at 9 p.m. on March 25th, and this event is free with your Fear Expo VIP or general admission ticket. Come enjoy some live music, drinks, and celebrate our amazing industry. For more information about Fear Expo events and tickets, go to fearexpolive.com. We have an update from Creekside Manor Haunted Attraction in Midlothian, Texas. Creekside Manor will officially double in size for the 2023 season. We're clearing land and getting ready to add several new thrills and chills. There'll be new scenes inside the main house and a twist as we include the second home on the property into an interactive haunted trail that will span the length of over 2 football fields. A remodel to the zombie fallout and an added insane asylum and vortex tunnel to turn your experience upside down. If you've ever been here before, you'll be lost. Did we mention an addition to Clown Evil Clown House? And finally, an outdoor big screen movie experience with your favorite horror movies while you wait to go inside the main house. Customers have asked for a longer experience, and we are delivering. Keep up with more updates at creeksidefright.com. We have this news from the Ohio Haunters Association. We were so sad that we had to cancel the meeting that was originally scheduled to happen on January 22nd. Luckily, the Ohio State Reformatory is graciously allowing us to reschedule our event, so let's try this again. We have so much to discuss at this meeting. Please join us for food, networking, a great speaker, raffles, drawings, shirt sales, and a self-guided tour. We have more details on our Facebook page. Note that the time we'll be starting will be at 1 p.m. instead of 3 p.m., so hope to see all you amazing Ohio Haunters on February 26th at 1 p.m. in Mansfield. Get more information at the Ohio Haunters Association Facebook page, facebook.com/groups/OHHaunts. We have an update to the Full Moon Tattoo and Horror Festival coming to Nashville, Tennessee. The 20th anniversary show of the Full Moon Tattoo and Horror Festival, happening April 7th through the 9th at the Sonesta Nashville Airport Hotel. Please welcome everyone's favorite Texas Chainsaw Massacre grandpa, Mr. John Dugan. For tickets and more information, go to Full Moon Inc., that's Inc. with a C, .net. We have this from the Chambers of Hell Haunted Attraction in Hophog, New York. Are you ready to give yourself over to absolute pleasure? Come and take in the beauty of the Rocky Horror Picture Show movie experience. This is an immersive event March 4th and 5th that places guests in the world of Dr. Frankenfurter with a few deadly surprises. You'll arrive on a very special night. The Transylvanians are having a party, and you're the doctor's special guests. You'll begin your evening as you enter the Transylvanian Lounge. Relax and enjoy a drink with a sordid character or two while listening to the hits of the 60s. When the Transylvanians are ready for you, they'll escort you into the showroom, a lavish theater with many amenities. There will be a spectacular photo opportunity with Frank's giant lips, and the Bar of Sin will host multiple drink specials, including the Time Warp. For first-timers, there will be a virgin ceremony as tradition is passed down, and a cosmic costume contest will be hosted on stage where guests will have the opportunity to show off their best Transylvanian, Gothic, or sexy attire for an out-of-the-world prize. For the first time ever, the film will be shown accompanied by Chromaception, an exclusive technology developed by the Chambers of Hell that immerses guests in the colors and auras of various scenes. Oh, did we mention you're receiving prop bags for audience participation? Each bag includes a newspaper, party hat, playing card, toilet paper, a noisemaker, rubber glove, bells, and a handy audience participation guide. For more information, visit chambersofhell.com. We have this news from the upcoming Season 3 of Chucky. This comes to us via bloodydisgusting.com. One thing we've learned about the Chucky franchise over the years is that nothing is off the table. With creator Don Mancini frequently dipping back to the past to tie everything and everyone together into a single franchise universe, characters including Glenn, Glenda, Tiffany, Kyle, and Andy Barclay have all made their returns, much to the delight of longtime fans. Chucky Season 3 was just ordered up for USA and Sci-Fi, and it's coming later this year. In a new chat for the USA Network's official website, Mancini teased that more legacy characters could be coming in the near future. Quote, "I can only say, stay tuned. But you know, of course, there are others, there are potentials on deck." Unquote. Who hasn't Don Mancini brought back into the fold at this point? Detective Mike Norris hasn't appeared in the franchise since the original classic, and the same is true of Karen Barclay. And then there's Tyler from Child's Play 3, who survived the events of the sequel, but was never seen or heard from again. Never say never in the world of Chucky, so stay tuned for more on Chucky Season 3 and all things Chucky as we learn them. We have a little paranormal news from Haunted Rooms America. We're conducting a paranormal investigation of the 1889 McIntyre Villa in Atchison, Kansas on Friday, March 24th, one if not the most haunted house in what many believe is the most haunted city in the Midwest. Your ghost hunt at the haunted McIntyre Villa includes the following: an exclusive history tour, ghost hunting vigils, structured vigils, a ghost hunt with experienced ghost hunting teams, use of our equipment, which includes trigger objects and EMF meters, private time to explore this location, and to undertake your own private vigils. There's a sleepover included, and you must bring your own sleeping bag and rollaway or cot bed. Unlimited refreshments are available throughout the night, including hot and cold drinks and a selection of snacks. Guests are strongly advised to bring extra warm clothing with them for the colder nights. Get more information and ticket info and prices at hauntedrooms.com. We have this from the Southeast Hollows Haunt Convention coming to Savannah, Georgia. The Southeast Hollows Haunt Convention is looking for vendors. Are you a haunt vendor looking for new customers? We'll have customers looking for you. With interest from Florida to the Carolinas and beyond, we'll have many people who will be attending a haunt convention for the first time wanting to see and buy from you, the vendor. Happening May 5th through the 7th at the Savannah Convention Center in Savannah, Georgia. Get more information at sehhc.com. We have this from the Nightmare Chambers Haunted House in Foley, Alabama. Welcome to Nightmare Chambers, where Mardi Gras turns sinister. If you dare, journey into the haunted house on your way to the Mardi Gras Ball. Survive four horrifying scare zones, each more bone-chilling than the next. With those four horrifying scare zones, there's no guarantee you'll survive long enough to attend the Mardi Gras Ball, but you're welcome to try. Slaughter Gras is happening weekends through March 5th. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/nightmarechambers. We have this from the big horror event happening in New York City. Horror returns to New York City. Horror and wrestling collide on Saturday, March 11th at the LaGuardia Plaza Hotel in Queens. Horror guests include Christina Ricci, Ari Lehman, Alex Vincent, William Forsyth, Kathy Moriarty, and many more. Wrestling legends making an appearance include Ric Flair, Mark Henry, Ken Shamrock, Sergeant Slaughter, The Sandman, and many, many more. Get more information at BigEventNY.com. We have this news from the Scare Factor and the Haunted Attraction Association. We're collaborating with others to build the most comprehensive list of home haunts, attractions, and more as part of our 3-year strategic plan. Goals include collecting valuable data for our industry. Help us reach the corners of the globe and ensure every haunt is accounted for. To add your haunt to the growing list of haunts, visit thescarefactor.com/contact/directory. We have this update from the Carolina Fear Fest coming to Raleigh, North Carolina. We have another guest announcement. Tara Reed is coming to Carolina Fear Fest. Tara charms you in the Sharknado series, Ouija House, Vipers, and some of our all-time favorite movies like Van Wilder, The Big Lebowski, American Pie, Cruel Intentions, Josie and the Pussycat, and more. We look forward to meeting Tara at Carolina Fear Fest 2023, happening Memorial Day weekend at the NC State Fairgrounds in Raleigh. Get more information at CarolinaFearFest.com. And finally, we have this update on yet another Walking Dead spinoff. This comes to us via iHorror.com. We're guessing with the success of The Last of Us that networks are scrambling to get their own zombie apocalypse into the program lineup somewhere. But the show that started it all, The Walking Dead, already has a head start. Although the show ended its 12-year run late last year, it already has the canon and the talent to create another spinoff, or spinoffs. Reedus' character, Daryl, will be the focus of the show, according to Deadline. He will, along with co-stars Ann Sharier, Eric Ebolnene, Lakea Blanc-Francard, Romaine Levi, and newcomer Pwech Skigluzzi, all will star in the straightforward title, The Walking Dead, Daryl Dixon. Melissa McBride was also supposed to co-star, but she exited the project. The show will air on AMC and AMC Plus sometime this year, but that's not the only Walking Dead offshoot fans are getting excited for. The Walking Dead, Dead City, and a series that follows Rick and Michonne are in the works as well. As always, we'll stay on top of this and update you as we find out more. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more.
Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here. We are live on the floor of Transworld in St. Louis, and the music is playing loudly here because it is Frogstock 23 here at the Froggy's Fog booth. A lot of cool things going on. There's a lot of tie-dye, a lot of smoky stuff. I can only assume it's fog. Anyway, let's talk to Chris Markcraft of Froggy's Fog, as we always do when we come to Transworld. Chris, man, it has been hopping. Haha. For lack of a better word, here at the Froggy's booth.
It has. It's been a busy show. Transworld, as always, has done a great job getting people here. You know, it's been amazing to see everyone. A lot of people are back. I mean, now this is really the first in the mentality of the people. COVID is over, and most people are back and traveling and comfortable about it. So, really.
And ironically enough, it's the wrong month for people to come to Transworld.
Yeah, it's February, so we're freezing our behinds off up here, but I think most people ultimately ended up making it here. Some of the Texas folks, I think, a day late because of the ice storm.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we've been doing Frogstock 23 here in the booth with 4 days of Peace Fog and Halloween. So it's been really fun.
I'm seeing all these damn hippies out here just, like, playing in the mud pit out here. I don't know what's going on. You know, something about don't eat the brown, something or other. I don't know what it is, but...
All
but
these
my
hippies
God,
are known as haunters. They just dress the same.
Oh, yeah. And all this long hair and these damn beards and, you know, cut your hair. Anyway, I'm one to talk, right?
Right.
So I know at IAPA we talked and I saw this amazing Thanos gun.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah, it's here.
I've had conversations with some people and they were like, you know, you should have put in the program at what times you were going to do that demonstration, because I have seen people waiting for somebody to pick that up and use it.
What they don't know is they can come pick it up and use it.
Ah.
So it's really cool. The Thanos gun's amazing. It's finally being able to do what everyone's tried to do for years, and we couldn't make it work because, you know, trying to heat up a heater element that hot just drains a battery in a minute or two. And so you couldn't ever come up with a way to really effectively do it. But this, we came up with a different way. It works. And it allows you also to use regular fog fluid. You don't have to use some $50 or $80 a gallon battery fluid like you do in all the other battery machines. So it's really nice. It's a great piece of technology. It's a little pricey, but it's worth it. Seems to be durable so far, and it has been a hit.
And I'll tell you, you know, as the technology improves and more people get into this, I'm sure the price will probably drop a little bit. Hey, you know, it did with cell phones, so
yeah,
I can see
will.
That here.
It ultimately will come down. It may take 2 or 3 years. I mean, the better battery technology gets, the better we can build more of them faster. You know, we can always adjust accordingly. So we certainly hope that's the case.
So besides the Thanos gun, what are some of the newer products that you're bringing out this year?
We have a couple of new snow machines that came out this year in the 600 category. Those are pretty high volume. In fact, over Christmas, there's a holiday parade that they do up the Intercoastal Waterway in South Florida.
Yes.
And so we put one of those on the back of a boat and made it snow up the whole Intercoastal.
Wow.
So the boat was a very popular boat in Florida, because, you know, they don't ever see snow.
Yes,
so
I'm going to say they're not freezing their butts off in Florida right now.
It runs off a 110-volt small little Honda quiet generator.
Oh,
so
wow.
It doesn't draw a ton of power, super effective. So that 600 series is a pretty great machine. You know, the rest of it's a lot of stuff we've done over the years. You know, all the Upshots, the Hyperions, the Poseidon Low Fog has always been a hit. The big commercial Fobbles machine, that's been a hit, the F8 this year. That's the one that comes in the big flight case. Same level that our large-scale theme parks use all over the world.
I've been over here on this side of the convention center and popping the little Fobbles all day long because they've just been flying past me.
Yeah, the Fobbles, Fobbles is a definite hit. There goes the Thanos gun.
Oh, that
sounds like a jet taking off.
That's just lovely.
It's a pretty epic piece of technology. I'm definitely proud of it. I think it's one of the coolest things we've had in a long time.
Please admit you've got one in your house and you, like, sneak around in the middle of the night.
I don't, but I'm not going to tell you that I won't. Don't yet being the operative word. And that of course, I love the Frog Stock shirts.
Oh man, those are awesome.
You know, we started a couple years ago doing T-shirts that we really only sell until they're gone at the show, and then we don't reproduce them. There's a couple of years I don't even have a shirt because I didn't get over and get one out of the bin before the show started. And I can't even reproduce my own dadgum shirt.
And Frogstock has been very popular, you know. A lot of the bands, you know, just, you know, expect to see them out touring very, very soon.
Yeah, I mean, Timmer and the Angry Golf Carts, that guy's a hit.
I can't wait for that.
Actually, no-showed, you know. Timmer and the Angry Golf
Did
Carts
he?
Didn't.
Oh, bloody
They
hell.
Didn't make it. I mean, I don't know if they were on some kind of trip or, you know, their bad Volkswagen broke down or what. But
how did Heaven Sense do?
I think it did fine.
Okay,
I think
good.
It did fine.
Good,
so,
good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's all about entertaining the children, right? It's all
well,
about the kids.
The mashed taters were excellent, too.
Yeah, we won't talk about a particular tater that looked kind of mashed over the course of the weekend here. But, yeah, I think a lot of us are kind of working on a half a barrel here this morning.
Yeah, I was in bed at 8:30. Working on punching in orders and doing computer work. Is that
so
boring?
Much. I hate
Hear
you
how
so
boring
much.
That is? That's what happens when you have to work.
Yeah, dang it. Pesky work always getting in the way.
Yeah.
So the snow is coming out. Anything new on the, just as far as just plain old fog stuff? You got the new machines coming out?
The little Nycro mini fogger.
Yes.
You know, that's sells for cash and carry for a couple $100. That's super cool. Has some nice attachments.
Me and Tater did that at Midsummer Spring.
Yeah. It's such a cool little a little device to finally make something that's not $1,500, you know, that does that. So that's a nice little piece. There's some other things in the works, but we'll save those and tease them on another day.
Sure.
Once we're sure that the timeline's going to scale out for them to launch this year. Remember, we're usually working on stuff 2 or 3 years ahead of when the public sees them.
Right.
So, you know, some of the ideas we work, we get a mock-up, we have a prototype built, and we go, maybe not. Sounded good on paper. And then other ones, like a Thanos gun, come to fruition, and they're incredible. And so we just don't want to put anything out that sucks. It's pretty simple.
So when Frogstock 23 comes to a close, the last band has driven away, the cans and bottles have all been swept up into the recycle bins, and the... You know, the grass has been re-sown so they can at least have something other than this scorched earth we've got here. What might be the theme for next year? Anything you can tease us with?
You know, I don't know what the theme's going to be. Usually, interestingly, we plan everything else a long ways out. We plan the theme usually 6 months, 7 months before the show.
Okay.
And start figuring out what we're going to do. We kind of take a pulse a little bit of some of our friends in the industry and see where they're headed and things that they might be doing that are cool or how something might apply into something that's taking off. You know, we did that giant volcano last year.
That was awesome.
And there was an understanding some of the attractions were going to introduce some theming not unlike that. So we could play along. And so it's kind of a little bit of doing what we've always done. You know, the reason I tell people all the time, our company is not successful because of us. It's successful in spite of us. It's the only thing I can tell you we do right all the time is we listen to every customer, and if they have an idea, no matter how outlandish it sounds, we try and do it and see if it's a workable thing. You know, the whole reason we have scent sprays is a customer said, "Can you make perfumes that smell like crap?" And I'm like, you know, I never thought about it. Why can't we? I mean, the reason no one's done it because it's not going to sell at a box store or no. Dillard's. You know, you're not going to go in and go, you know, I'm here for the crap smelling stuff.
Maybe Spencer's or something
yeah,
like
maybe,
that.
Yeah, maybe. But that whole thing exists because a customer came up and brought the idea and said, would we be willing to do it? And we said, sure, let's do it. We'll see how it goes. And it took off.
So maybe somebody came up and said, you know what you guys need? A fog gun.
It's been asked for probably 6 or 7 years,
yes.
Maybe more. Excuse me. And
it's that damn smoke from all the hippies.
Yeah, I know. And get some better. You can choke on it so much.
Maybe you need a couple of other different scents.
Yeah, right. Just the loss of voice, I think, that we're all experiencing.
Yes.
So from talking to everyone. But all that to say, we listen. That's what we get right. We do what the customer asks. We try and do it. Sometimes it's something we can do. Sometimes we have to go back and say, hey, we played with this for almost 2 years. we can't make it work effectively. Or we can make it work, but nobody's going to want to pay the price it costs to make it work.
Right.
You know, can you make a fog machine that'll last virtually forever? Yes. Yes, you can. But what's the cost to get it? Well, you want a $20,000 fog machine? You know?
Somebody probably does.
Probably, but do you sell enough of them to matter? No, of course not. And so, there are things that don't make sense, but there are things that do. And then some of them change over time. 7 years ago, the technology to do the Thanos gun didn't exist. It wasn't good enough yet.
Right.
So we just go along and try and do what we do.
Excellent. So, Chris, you know, we always love to talk to you here on Sunday mornings.
Thanks for having us on.
It's a big fan. And again, we just renewed sponsorship of the Big Scary News through Froggies. So again, we thank you for allowing us to continue to bring you the latest news and information from Froggies and other fine companies and products and haunted attractions via Big Scary News. So for people wanting all that information, maybe they want to see the Thanos gun in action, the fobbles, the fogs, the scents, the new machines, the snow, frog stock t-shirts, maybe going on clearance after the show if there's any left. Who knows? How can people get all that information?
Sure. They can always go to the website, which is www.froggiesfog.com. That's www.froggiesfog.com. Or they can call into the office, 615-469-4906, and hit any of the prompt extensions. That's 615-469-4906. Right into the office, but website's always the best. You also can hit a chat bot on the website and chat with us pretty directly a lot of times too.
And that is straight out of Nashville, Tennessee, I believe. So yep, centrally located almost everywhere.
It is. You know, Nashville's a cool city because it's one of the only cities that three interstates come together, which also makes for a dumpster fire during rush hour.
Yes, it does. So, you know, we have two in Charlotte, and boy howdy, I do not like those merging traffic.
Yeah.
But Chris Markgraf, always a great pleasure to talk to you, my friend. We've known each other now, I guess, off and on for about 15 years this year.
Yeah.
And always have talked about, you know, the fine stuff that Froggies has. Once again, folks, froggiesfog.com. My name is Drew Badger, covered in smoke, among other things, here on the trade show Floyd Transworld. And we're out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggies Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.